Good morning, you're very welcome to the show. And listen, first off, we're going to go live to Tala now and to the scene of that shocking and terribly sad incident last night. And RTÉ News journalist Karen Creed is there. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Brendan.
What happened?
Yeah, well, as you described there, I mean, people have woken up here this morning to that awful news that has happened here on Rossfield Avenue. At around 12:30 a.m. this morning, we understand that the Gardaí were called to an incident at a house here in this estate in Tala. They described what they saw as violent and traumatic. And sadly, three sisters, two believed to be twins around the ages of 8 or 9, and their older sister, a teenager, had died. Their deaths, sadly, were confirmed after they were taken into Crumlin Children's Hospital. A short while after that, they were confirmed dead. A male teenager, understood to be their sibling, he suffered serious injuries, and while they are serious and he's in a critical condition, they don't believe it's life-threatening. Gardaí also issued in a statement, quite a lengthy statement this morning, to say that the mother who was at the scene at the time was uninjured but was taken to hospital. The Tala Gardaí were the first, we understand, to respond to this incident at a house here in the estate early this morning, and they were then supported by some members of the armed Gardaí unit, and consequently a man in his early 20s was arrested at the scene. He's now being held at Tala Gardaí station, and Gardaí gave further details to say that they believe that all the people involved know each other, and they're not looking for anyone else at this time. Here, where I am in Tala, outside the house at the moment, the scene is cordoned off. They are awaiting technical examination, and of course, post-mortems will be carried out. And the family at the heart of this are being supported. Gardaí have an incident room set up, and they're also providing the necessary support to those affected by this.
There must be desperate shock out there in the community, Karen, is there?
Absolutely palpable. Every second person is really just coming out of their house over the last 2 hours. One neighbour just told me he actually woke up to screaming early in the morning, and the panic that kind of hit the street early on. Some only heard the news this morning, but certainly there was a huge sense of shock. And I guess any tragedy, but especially involving children, a lot of them well known in the area, and people today just talking about how a lot of their children and grandkids would have played with these children. So a lot of people still understandably only finding out the news, and a lot more traffic coming to this area as people find out about this tragedy. So senior Gardaí are investigating at the moment, and obviously as the day goes on, I'm assuming that more developments will arise from this.
Okay, thank you very much, Karen Creed. Let's talk to someone from the community now. We're also joined by Charlie O'Connor, who's a Fianna Fáil councillor from Tala. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Brendan.
What's the sense out there this morning?
Well, first of all, Karen has given you the details so well, and she's emphasised the shock in this community. I'm actually here at the moment and have been for a while, and I don't know how to describe it. Like I was getting calls from early morning, people bringing it to my attention, and then I came up here, and as Karen said, people are only now beginning to come out of their house. I was around the Catholic Church a short while ago, and a lot of people hadn't heard. So the news is getting through, and there's deep shock, as you can imagine. People are really, really upset, and you know, any event like this would cause shock. But the fact that again, as Karen said, involving children and you know, other children going to school in the morning.
Yeah.
Will not have their friends with them, and it's a really shocking event for this community, and indeed for the wider Tala community and elsewhere. I mean, this event will affect many, many people. I was even talking to Gardaí, and they tell me that their colleagues who were on last night were all deeply shocked, and I noticed that the Gardaí press office is offering support to them. So, unfortunately, it's that kind of event. It's just terrible, Brendan.
It is just
I can't really imagine. I can't really imagine how people living beside the family are. And you know, we have to think of the family, think of their neighbours, think of the wider community, think of.
And as you say, Charlie, school communities and everything. This reverberates out through
absolutely
through everywhere.
Oh, it's
Have you been talking to people there this morning, Charlie?
Yes, I have. Where some people are reluctant enough to talk, but you know, people who know me will talk to me, and they are deeply shocked, and that's the only way really to describe it. As I said, Karen's report was very detailed, and that's exactly setting the picture, and attempts are being made now to support the community. And the local Brookfield Youth and Community Centre have just confirmed to me that they're opening up now for the rest of the day, and people are and Gardaí are welcome to come and you know, grieve and, you know, start to have a cup of tea and talk about their grief. So there will be a huge response from the general community, and a lot of support will be offered, and as it should be.
Yeah.
I really find it shocking. It's sad to think three children of that age are no longer with us and won't be going to school in the morning.
It's too much.
Such a tragedy.
Too much. Yeah. Well, look, Charlie, I think the whole country will be standing with that family and stands with with your community today. Thanks very much, Councillor Charlie O'Connor. And no doubt we will hear a lot more about that as the day goes on and as the week goes on.